Welcome to the February 12th KPFT local station board regular meeting. The agenda says that there will also be an assembly of delegates, but we will not be doing that this evening. We're calling to order at 7:04 p.m. There is a note at the top of the agenda that says that we have public comment at a fixed time, which is 8 o'clock. And that the agenda items in order might be pulled around or pushed to after the public comment period, as that's a fixed time. Other than that, since we're called to order, could I get the secretary to call the roll?
Mr. Chair, I have a question, Adriana.
Yes.
I don't see the agenda. When was the agenda sent? I'm sorry.
The agenda was emailed out. Let's see. Teresa, when was that sent?
Development and outreach. 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, let's see.
It was mailed out on Monday, emailed out on Monday, and it's on the website.
210. 210, yeah. And there is a version on KPFTX. Teresa, could we get a call of the roll, please?
All righty. Okay. Sorry for any confusion.
All right.
Okay. Melissa Bowie? I'm not hearing Melissa. Okay.
Here.
Lillian Kerr?
I'm here.
Thank you, Lillian. Adriana Casanet?
Here.
Thank you, Adriana. Rajat Chopra?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome. Glenn Etienne? Not hearing Glenn. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you, Lyndon. Jerry Fowler? I'm not hearing Jerry. Rhonda Garner?
Rhonda Garner is here.
Thank you, Rhonda. Robert Gartner? Not here.
Lisa, Robert Gartner called me at 2:09. He was in the hospital. He started talking to me. I mean, a nurse came to pick him up. He is in a hospital. I don't know his situation, but he asked me if I can convey to the board that he's in the hospital.
Thank you. Rob Lee.
Present.
Thank you. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Anita Long. I'm not hearing Anita. Marianne Martinez. I'm not hearing Marianne. Sean McPherson.
I am.
Thank you very much. Tori Mercer. I'm not hearing Tori. Stuart Nance.
Stuart Nance is present.
Thank you, Stuart. Rick Norris. I think maybe he's requested an excused absence. Jane Scheidler. I'm not hearing Jane. Debbie Smith. Debbie, I can't hear you. You're muted. I'm not hearing Debbie. She's muted.
Hold on. I'm here.
Thank you. Okay. Ron Stubers?
Present.
Thank you very much. Michael Woodson?
Here.
I'm not. Thank you very much, Michael. Colby Wright?
Here.
Thank you very much. And Susan Young?
Susan Young here.
Thank you. I'm going to start again. Melissa Bowie? Not hearing her. I'm sorry? Okay, I didn't hear anything. Glenn Etienne? Jerry Fowler? Anita Long? Marianne Martinez? Tori Mercer. and Jane Chidler. Okay. Mr. Chair.
Madam Secretary, Mr. Chair, yes. I just got a text that Jane Chidler is on the road, cannot call in. I don't know if it's an emergency or whatever. I thought she'd be on, so she's requesting an excused absence. And I think that Adriana may have been asking about PK, and PK is going to be seated during
PK
the meeting.
PK is on. Yeah, okay, yeah.
She's on. She's just going to be seated during the meeting.
Yes.
And for the record, I'm here too.
Sandy.
And thank you, Sandy Weinman.
Was Rick Norris here?
I think there is a family issue, a death in the family. So I think he might be out of town.
And this is an open meeting. Yes. There was a question in the chat.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so we have quorum then?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chair.
Excellent. All right. The next item on the agenda then is
Pardon me, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, are we going to ask to accept the excused absences that have been mentioned?
So moved.
Jane Chidler, Bob Barnard, right? They are the only two that request an excuse
Robert
absence.
Gardner.
Thank you. And Shane.
And three people. Robert Gardner, Rick Norris, okay. And Jane Chidler.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I didn't hear an objection. Okay.
No, having no objection, we'll approve those excused absences. The next item on the agenda then is approval of this agenda. Are there any amendments or changes, objections to the amendment, to the agenda? There being no objections, we will approve the agenda.
Teresa, can you forward the agenda? Because I cannot find the agenda. I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually we need to read the agenda anyway.
Yes.
So
I'll forward the agenda if I can find it fast.
Do you want me to read it, Mr. Chair?
You could do that, sure.
Okay. Item number one was called order. Roll call is item number two. Three is agenda approval. Four is approval of minutes. Five is acceptance of Cheryl Lynn's resignation. Six is the seating of LSB member PK McCary. Seven is vice chair election, which includes open nomination and the motion to set the procedure to elect the vice chair. Number eight is the election of representatives to the national board. National boards committees. It should say committees. Okay. And that would be audit, governance, and committee of inclusion, and not including nominations, and then a motion to set the procedure to elect. 8 o'clock is public comment. 10 is staff recognition. 11 is IGM report. 12 is Q&A and reports from the PNB representatives. 13 is the committee reports and task force reports, including that would be development and outreach, finance committee, governance committee, management selection and review committee. And I believe that there will not be a major donor task force report tonight. Number 14 is unfinished business. 15 is new business. 16 is confirm the next meeting, and then 17 is adjourn.
Okay, so the amendment then would be that item 8 would be the national board committees.
I'm sorry.
Any objection to
that? Election of representatives to the national board committees, yeah.
Correct.
It is I found the agenda, sorry. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Excellent. Okay. No objections to the agenda as amended. That is approved. Approval of minutes for the last meeting. Are there any objections to approval of the previous minutes? Hearing no objection, we will approve the January 8th meeting minutes. Next item on the list.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I may have missed it, but Marianne just joined, and Tory Mercer said he's on. I thought that I had not heard his name called. I thought he hadn't answered, but he's just texted me that there he is. I apologize if I'm interrupting. Marianne's here.
Okay. So Marianne is here.
Yeah. So Marianne, can you say that you're here? I'm not hearing you. I need to hear the voice of Marianne Martinez acknowledging she's here, and Tori Mercer.
Here.
And Anita Long is trying to connect too.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Tori.
And Anita Long just connected.
Oh, Anita, can you say hello? Can you say that you're present? I'm not hearing you.
She's connecting to audio.
When you get connected, let us know, please.
Okay.
All right. The next item on the agenda then is acceptance of the resignation of Cheryl Lynn as a LSB member. And Cheryl is also the vice chair currently.
Second.
Okay. Thank you kindly. So are there any objections to that acceptance? Hearing no objections, that resignation is accepted.
I would like
to. Yes.
I would like to extend a note of appreciation for her service on the board.
Second.
I'll just make a notation in there.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Agreed. Cheryl was the vice chair last year as well, so we appreciate that. Next item on the agenda is seating of the new LSB member, PK McCary. PK, would you like to say a few words?
Hello, everybody. First, it's glad to see you. I'm meeting new people as well. I continue to have a love for KPFT and Pacifica overall, and my role is to collaborate and build coalitions among us.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So are there any objections or questions about seating PK on the board? There being no objections.
I would just like to say welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to say welcome.
And as a secretary, I'd like to say, please let us know what committees you want to serve on.
Oh, I will. Yes.
Okay.
And, secretary, if you could ask Otis to, make sure that she is added to the email list.
Yes, I'll do that now.
That it's amended to remove Cheryl as well, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. As Cheryl was also the vice chair, that leaves an open vice chair position. And so item 7 on our agenda is electing a new vice chair. We will open nominations. I'll take nominations from the floor. My understanding is that Colby, you are perhaps interested in doing so. I would nominate you to be vice chair.
Thank you.
Would you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Are there other nominations?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I could just mention that the balloting method that we have permits write-ins. So if somebody were to get a burning desire, either to nominate someone or to serve, they would be able to write that in after today.
That is true. So if you read through your agenda, you'll find that the motion to run this election is attached to the bottom. And it indicates that nominations are closed as of the end of this meeting. However, as Susan mentions, there are write-ins for that and also for the other positions that we're talking about tonight. Susan?
Yes, if I could just add, I would just like to say, Colby, we're delighted you're willing to serve. I didn't mean in any way that you were not a superb candidate, okay?
Would you like to say, would you like to make a statement, a candidate statement?
Sure. I admit that I am new to this board, but I have been a longtime listener of the station, and I do love this station. I listen to it on a daily basis, and all I want to do is do everything I can to help this station succeed in its goals.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And appreciate you stepping up. The second item on that is to move to initiate this election. Secretary, do you want to read that or would you like me to?
Bear with me one minute.
I mean, I can read it as well.
Either one. I'll read it.
Adriana has her hand up.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, normally we have recognitions. For the people at the station, we recognize, people have recognized people that they really appreciate their work in KPFD. Normally we have that in the agenda. I didn't hear that, but usually we do that.
You're talking about staff recommendations?
Recognition. Yeah.
That's
item number 10.
That's item 10 in the agenda. Oh, it'll come later.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We haven't gotten there yet, so we'll get there. Thank you. Okay. So I'll just go ahead and read the motion. Resolved that the election for KPFT LSB vice chair for the remainder of the 2025 term shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFT delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before February 14th, 2025, and that the poll shall close on February 18th, 2025 at 12 midnight Pacific Standard Time. Nominations are to be open during the February 12th, 2025 KPFT LSB meeting and close at the adjournment of that meeting. Ballots for all positions will allow for write-in candidates. The chair of tellers is authorized to announce to all voters via email approximately 24 hours prior to the close of polls the number of ballots received and the identities of voters from whom a ballot has not yet been received. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. The winner of the election can take office as soon as they are announced. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline, not to exceed 4 days beyond the initial close of polls. Any election tie is to be resolved by electronic coin flip at the next KPFT LSB meeting and ratified at the next noticed meeting of KPFT delegates. The seat will remain vacant until a tie is resolved. To facilitate the elections, after the adoption of this motion, the secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current KPFT delegates with email addresses and phone numbers, the names of the nominated candidates, and the office, well, which is only one, and the office to which they've been nominated, the list of open positions where more than one position is available of any type, which is not true, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. So I'll note that, PK, you have already been seated, so you will be on that list, and Cheryl is not on that list. And for this election, there's only, one position open.
Mr. Chair, may I make a comment?
Yes.
You asked that I give Otis McClay the information for PK McCary. I don't think I have current email address. So, PK, you might want to put that in the chat, or send it to me. Okay.
Well, there was an issue one time of somebody sending an old email from the Peace Hour when I had my radio show. I don't know. I mean, I have it, but it's not. So I just want to say perrymac@gmail.com. I'll put it in the chat.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay, so
you're talking about my name now or the email?
No, the email.
There's no K in the email. It's perrymac@gmail.com. Some people call me PK. Some people call me Perry McCary, which is my real name, but, I'm not funny about my name.
So are we, I think we're good for that going into the lsb@kpft.org. That is the resolution, resolve. I move that resolution. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Rob. Are there any objections? Then there being no objections, we will move forward with the vice chair election. Next item on the list is the election of representatives to the national board committees. This is a little more complicated. There being actually three committees for which we are electing people. The National Board Audit Committee, for which we need two LSB members, the National Board Governance Committee, for which we need two LSB members, and the Committee of Inclusion, where we need one of our delegates to the National Board, one of our four people, and three LSB members. So, and I think the first thing would be, could we get a read from the secretary of what these three committees actually do?
Okay. The audit committee oversees the annual audit of the foundation's books and shall not include the finance committee members. The governance committee regularly reviews the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. The Committee of Inclusion, which is one director and three LSB members from the station area, monitors both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSBs. They also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSBs' appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. And they monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board. Their job is to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas.
Thank you. I'll note that the nominations for these positions close at the end of this meeting, but there are also write-in positions, so you can also write in candidates, and you can nominate yourself if you are an LSB member. So, How about for audit committee? I would nominate Rob Lee. Rob, are you willing to serve on the audit?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. What else do we have for the audit committee?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to know. So Adriana's got her hand up. Sorry.
Adriana, yes.
I nominate myself for audit.
All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Susan.
I nominate Jerry Fowler for audit.
Is Jerry on here?
Nope.
No.
We'll need to confirm that he...
He has confirmed that with me, that he is interested in that position.
All right. So we'll include Jerry for the audit. Anyone else for audit? Keep in mind, there's two more committees. For governance, I would like to serve on the governance committee. So if there are no objections to that.
I would too.
I'll put PK,
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to nominate Tori.
I accept the nomination. I've been showing up to those meetings. If you showed up at the early on, you're automatically on, but this is going to be an elected.
So this is the PNB governance committee. So this is the national one, not the local one.
I understand that. I've been showing up at the national meetings.
Oh, excellent.
Catch as catch can, but do I still need to run for a position?
You are. Yes. You've been nominated. If you accept, you're on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. For governance also, I would like to nominate Jane Scheidler. She is not here, I think, but my understanding is that she has an interest in being on that committee. Do we hear anyone else or any objections to there? No? Okay. So we've got those four people. The Committee of Inclusion.
I'd like to nominate Marianne Martinez. I'd like to nominate her.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. She's a delegate director. We need three people from the LSB.
We need three people from the LSB plus a director. So she would be then our director member, but she would not be one of our three LSB members. Correct.
I'm sorry. The directors, the PNB elect the director.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
That's not correct. The director for Committee of Inclusion is elected by the local station board, not by the national board.
Right. We send one of our directors to the national, we place one of our directors on the Committee of Inclusion is probably a better way to phrase it.
Right. In the bylaws, that's Article 8, Section 1. No, I'm sorry, Section 4. Article 8, Section 4.
Okay. Do we have LSB member nominations for the Committee of Inclusion?
This is Marianne. I'd like to,
yes.
I would like to nominate Lillian Kerr. Lillian has served before, and she does a very good job.
All right. Thank you.
I'd like to nominate PK McCurry myself.
You accept? Mr. Chair?
I
do.
Will you accept? Thank you. And I'm assuming Adriana does because she nominated herself. So thank you. So then we have three people nominated. Do we have anybody else who would like to either nominate someone or who would like to serve on that committee? All right. Hearing no one, then I'll say that we're actually open until the end of this meeting in case somebody thinks of someone. Other than that, there are write-in positions as well for each of these positions. Thank you.
Who was on the governance? I missed the ones that were on the governance.
So governance, we have Jane Scheidler, Ron Stubers, PK McCary, Tori Mercer.
Okay.
And audit, then I have Jerry Fowler, Rob Lee, Adriana Casaneb. And then for the Committee of Inclusion, I have as director, Marianne Martinez, and as LSB members, Lillian Kerr, PK McCary, and Adriana Casaneb. Sorry, Michael, were you? Did I hear somebody? Okay. You can, if you have someone else, you can let us know. In the meantime, we need a resolution to effect this election. Madam Secretary, would you like to, read that resolution?
Sure. It's called Motion for Procedure Authorizing February 2025 Elections for KPFT Representatives to PNB Standing Committees via email. Whereas Article 8 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaw states that the PNB shall have a committee of inclusion for each of the foundation radio station areas, semicolon, a national audit committee, semicolon, and a national governance committee as standing committees of the board of directors, be it resolved that the election of one director and three non-director delegates for the KPFT, it should read KPFT. Committee of Inclusion, two KPFT non-director delegates for the PNB Audit Committee and two KPFT non-director delegates for the Governance Committee shall be conducted via electronic email with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as tellers. As teller, I think that should be singular. Okay. And nominations shall be open during the February 12, 2025 meeting and close at the adjournment of that meeting. Ballots for all positions to allow write-in candidates to be sent to tellers with votes. Further resolve that all currently serving KPFT delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before February 14, 2025, and that the polls shall close February 18, 2025 at 12 midnight Pacific Standard Time. The chair of tellers is authorized to announce to all voters via email approximately 24 hours prior to the close of the polls the number of ballots received and the identities of voters from whom a ballot has not yet been received. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on these results, and those elected can take office the next meeting of the PNB. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline, not to exceed 4 days beyond the initial close of polls. To facilitate these elections after the adoption of this motion, the secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current KPFT delegates with email addresses and phone numbers, comma, the names of the nominated candidates of the offices to which they've been nominated, comma, the list of open positions where more than one position is available of any type, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. In the unlikely event of a tied election, it is resolved and the final results declared by the chair at the next meeting of the LSB after the preliminary tally distribution. Any LSB member with good bandwidth can share a screen and flip coins via, and then it gives a website, https://www.random.org/coins/.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I would move that we amend this resolution to change all KPFKs placed in error to KPFTs and change Sarah Roos to being a singular teller. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to that amendment? Hearing no objections, that amendment is accepted. I would move that we adopt this resolution. Can I hear a second? As amended.
Second.
All right. Thank you, Lillian. Appreciate that. Any objections? Then this resolution is accepted as amended, and we will let the tellers know. Thank you. Let's see. We've got 20 minutes. Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
There is a place on in the agenda for the candidates to make statements. We could ask at this time if each might want to make a statement.
That would be what the extra 15 minutes is. Okay.
Maybe with a a limit of up to a minute or something like that.
Okay.
They don't have to use the whole minute.
Agreed. Why don't we start?
Mr. Chair?
Yes. We also have a question. Yeah. Adriana, you have a question?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I noticed when the motion were read, and that happened, you know, recently, the reason of asking the tellers the 24 hours before, because the teller always was sending private emails to the people that didn't receive any ballot from. But I noticed that you are putting that now, that that will be made public. And I believe, I want to know the reason for that, because normally, you know, people don't have the obligation to vote. They vote if they want it. And when it's in public to everybody, I don't understand that. I believe that it's a way to embarrassing people publicly, when you really always will receive from the tellers one-on-one email telling us that they didn't receive a ballot from us. It means that it's not for the information of the individual voters, that is for information from the rest of the board. And I don't understand why that, what they need for that change. Thank you.
Right. I can tell you why that's placed in there. It's partially public shaming, yes. If you don't want to vote for anyone, you can send a blank ballot back to the tellers, and then they will mark you as having voted, and then not add you to tallies of any particular person. If you don't respond, they don't know if you've received their email or have not received their email. And as a board member, I would hope that everyone sends their vote in. I mean, this is why you're on the board, is to do these votes and to do outreach and to raise money and that sort of thing too.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
The main reason is public shaming, like you said before, because, for example, one of the obligations even for run for election, is reading the bylaws. And most people are telling you here that they never read the bylaws. I mean, that, I think that that is strange, but that's okay. I mean, you have the majority. You can do whatever you want, but it's very clear that it's public shaming. That's it. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for that input. If the board decides that that should not be the language, then it can so move. Otherwise, with that objection noted, we will pass this resolution. Thank you. So it was noted that we had not heard. Sorry.
Adriana Casanet, how would you like your objection stated? That you just object to the...
That the specific part of the language, yes.
The what?
The specific part of the language that is okay. Public shaming of the people. Yeah, that one.
Okay, thank you.
That the emails be individually sent back as opposed to sent to the whole board, I think, is the...
Okay, yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. And for the audit committee, let's see, I don't think Jerry Fowler is present, so we can't hear from him. Rob, would you like to say a few words?
I think audit is just so exciting. I sure hope I win. Thank you for your votes.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate your enthusiasm. Adriana is a candidate for audit. Would you like to say a few words?
I don't think that it's a good idea. Say a few words because it's difficult for all of you to understand. But my record is there, and I was part of the national, being a director and being a LSE delegate to part chair and at some point in time, secretary of the audit committee. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Then for governance, Jane, I don't believe that Jane Scheidler is online. The next is Ron Stubers. I have an interest in how things are run and how things are managed and the PNB level is where those things actually happen. And so I would appreciate your vote to be on that committee and to represent KPFT there. Thank you. PK?
I'm sorry. Glenn is here. Glenn Etienne is here. Thank you.
Good evening.
Evening, Glenn.
Hello. Mr. Chair, do you want to tell Mr. Etienne what's going on right now?
We're currently at the middle of item 8 on the agenda, so electing representatives to the national board. We have nominated for audit Jerry Fowler, Rob Lee, Adriana Casanave, who've given us statements. For governance, we have Jane Scheidler, Ron Stubers, PK McCary, Tori Mercer. And then for Committee of Inclusion, as director, Marianne Martinez, as our director representative, that is. And then as LSB members, that would be Lillian Kerr nominated, PK McCary nominated, and Adriana Casanave nominated. So we're just working our way through those. The other stuff I can talk about later. So where were we on governance? PK, I think, would you to take a moment?
Yes, I believe in good governance, and that means all of us being on our best behavior, a moral compass about what is right and what is wrong, rather than picking sides. I think it is time for us to have the kind of conversations and governance that give us a trajectory forward on how we do business in the future.
All right. Thank you. And Tori, I saw you on there, Tori Mercer.
Yeah. I think the long arc of history bends towards democracy, and it's a struggle because we don't start off democratic in anything, you know, our families, jobs, schools, military. And so I was around 20 plus years ago when we put these bylaws together. I was part of that week after week, month after month, year after year. It took, I think, more than a couple of years to put these bylaws together. And I didn't like them back then, but they are what they are. I like the idea that we went from a self-selecting board to what we have now, a member, a membership board. And, but we've created the Republic of Pacifica. And so we've got a bottleneck on power, just like any republic, you know, House of Representatives, bottleneck on power. And so the idea is to devolve power more, you know, in order to have a democratic organization, whether it's the U.S. Congress or the country or Pacifica. And so I'd like to see listeners be able to vote on things, you know, people that actually, you know, pay for stuff, you know, whether they're taxpayers or Pacifica listeners should be able to vote on stuff. And, you know, not on everything. Sometimes we need a body of experts, but I'd like to see more democracy in Pacifica. And so that it looks more like a community organization instead of a corporation.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tori. Appreciate that input. So for the Committee of Inclusion, Marianne Martinez, you are here. Do you wish to say a few words?
She's muted.
She's muted.
We'll come back to Marianne then when she's not muted. Lillian Kerr is nominated, but not, I don't believe is here.
I'm here.
She's there.
Are you here? There. Okay. Yes. All right.
Since 7 o'clock. As Marianne, mentioned before, I did serve on the Committee of Inclusion. I think it was a couple of years ago. And I think we were doing some very good work. So thank you for the nomination. I'd be happy to serve on the committee again.
Excellent. Thank you very much. PK McCary.
As a woman of color, I'm not walking around with a chip on my shoulder, but I am walking around with a awareness that inclusion is something that is not always equitable in Pacifica, but in the what's going on in the country. And I've been to 27 countries. I've been in the Middle East. I've been in South Korea, a spit stones to throw away from North Korea. I have been to Rwanda. And to see what happens when we are not inclusive. And I agree with Tori about some things we need to take to the public and let them vote with us and tell us what they would like to see happen, because they're the ones that are diverse, you know. So that's it.
All right. Thank you, PK. Adriana, you have a minute?
Yes. Well, I was the chair of the COI for the only two reports that KPFT produced. The first one in 2008 that was showed through all the network like an example on how a report from the COI should be and how it's a tool that can be used to help KPFT. That was 2018. The second report was in 2022, that is a shorter version, And it's Lillian Kerr was part of that team in 2022. And they are the only two reports that this KPFT-LSB, this mandatory report that was done, in both cases, I was the chair of the COI. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. So that would be the people that we have nominated for committees. That concludes item 8 on the agenda. Item 9 is public comment. We still have 5 minutes. We can pull staff recognition forward in front. And if somebody has something afterward, then we can also do that. Do we have any items, any staff recognition people would like to make from this committee?
Did Teresa see that Anita Long's on?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey guys. I'm here.
Hi.
Stuart Nance has his hand up.
Yeah, sorry. I was checking people in. Stuart, please.
Yeah, as far as staff recognition goes, I'd like to recognize Howard Reynolds, operations manager, for continuing to go above and beyond keeping the station on the air. There have been a number of disruptions lately, including last Saturday afternoon, and Howard has gone above and beyond again and again to work to keep us not only over the air, but on the streams as well. And I think it'd be very, I think it'd be a good idea that if you have the opportunity to say something to Howard, that anybody who does do so, because it's a challenging task that he has, and he's gone above and beyond many times. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Stuart. Rhonda?
Hi. I would like to thank David Collingsworth from the prison program for pushing the tablet through and the new listeners that that's going to bring to the station. So I want to thank David Collingsworth for that.
All right. Thank you. And I don't know how many meetings he attends, but thanks to Otis for putting us on the stream and taking us back off each time too. Rhonda, are you're good? Susan?
Yeah, I would just like to shout out to the phenomenally thin management staffing we have at every level that makes everybody responsible for everything. It draws on everyone's skill set. That's certainly true here at KPFT as much or more than other places. Sandy and the team, Marlo, Howard, wonderful Robin. But also, I mean, we have an incredible set of programmers who show up and are dedicated. What KPFT has done is really remarkable, and I want to shout out to that. But also at the national level, you know, Otis and the tech team, these guys hold it together with gum and glue. Our national office is an executive director, a business manager, and two assistants helping get the finances done. And we have, you know, reorganize the archives so that basically it's interns who are putting together the massive legacy project that is saving the archives for us. So at every level, Pacifica is running on fumes, and you all are the fuel to keep us going. I want to thank you.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate that. All right, we're still open, but as we approach the 8 o'clock hour, then I'd like to note that our bylaws call for. We've got some background noise.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you 18:14:38. Can you mute a little bit? I don't have the ability to do that. Anyway, the bylaws call for a 30-minute interval for public comment at 8 o'clock. This gives opportunity for the public to address the board, but not for the board to address the public. The rules for this are pretty straightforward. No, like, slander, name-calling, spitting, cussing, or any personal sort of issues. If not, then the chair can give a warning. And if the warning is not heeded, then muting. Board members are not allowed to comment, speak, or respond. Time for each speaker is 5 minutes. And if all speakers have had an opportunity, then people who have spoken before may speak within the 30-minute time limit. Then this being the list, are there any members of the public who would like to speak? Captain Tom.
Hello, how are you, Chair? Okay, I'd like to welcome all the new board members and congratulations to the new chair. And also, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Captain Tom. I'm the producer for the Veterans Award Show, and also I assist the prison show. I'm here. I'm also on the development committee and also the outreach committee, and I assist your secretary, Teresa. And okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. 1438. I think that Nancy, are you online?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I'm 1438. Thank you,
yes.
Chair.
Yes. Hi. You're recognized.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're good.
Okay. Good. Okay. I think we need to discuss what is free speech. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the public has a right to say free speech as long as there's no, I mean, just recording, saying evidence or things. I don't think this board has a right to violate free speech of the public. I think y'all should discuss this in governance. Okay, the next thing I'd like to say is that the task forces were not active last year, the Pacifica National Board task forces, and they are not limited in number, and they are not limited to LSB members, even as long as they're station members. So I would like to volunteer for the technology task force and the affiliates task force. And please make sure everyone understands that, you know, you should make an announcement on the air so that other station members who are interested can join these task forces. We need people who have abilities or interest to help in technology, and the affiliates is with the affiliate programming. We have 220 affiliate stations. We're not doing the best potential of presenting our programming and sharing with the affiliates. We can always do better because we have all those stations. All right, and we have lost programs with Black programmers, and we have lost with Spanish language speaking programmers. Nuestra Palabra has gone away, and that show, the importance of it was that these are people who cannot read Spanish. They can understand it, but they were not permitted to speak Spanish when growing up in this country. And so this is a show that's in English, and it's gone, and that's too bad. If we had a programming committee to help nurture all the shows, because every show can improve, and a committee, a programming committee, could help organize student participation, you know, younger people to come in, younger people's voices, events with younger people, talent shows, all kinds of things, captions on the live stream on Facebook, or maybe in the future in a YouTube. Our station needs a YouTube channel. That would be marvelous if we could do that. And we could even do captions in foreign languages, organize volunteers. There's so many things we can do with programming. And then the HD2 programs, you know, all last year and this year, I have listened to a music show on Tuesday from 11 to 12. I forgot what the name of it is. It's a can show from, you know, not here, from not from Houston. And it's the same set. I've almost memorized those songs. They're in Spanish. But, I mean, why do we do this? Why do we play shows repetitiously, week after week after week? And I have complained about this before and said hallelujah when you finally took a show off that was the same show every week for over a year. The Thomas Jefferson show, the same Christmas episode was being played. So, you know, three people on the programming committee selected by the manager is not enough for a radio station. And we have two channels. And then a lot of our people do not know the existence of the HD2 unless they accidentally find it on their HD radio, if they are lucky to have one in their car, or they're lucky to have a portable. I have one at home. It's an old one. So I can hear HD2 and HD3 if I want. There's a lot of problems with the broadcast from the radio. It's not the same as online. And you don't have to subscribe. So if you have an HD radio, you get it free. You don't have to subscribe to anything. You don't have to wear down your phone battery. Well, anyway, so the Spanish language shows, we have three, and they're not promoted on the FM. And so we're in a county, Harris County, with 43% from the last census report of Spanish language speaking people. Nancy, please stop me when I go over 5 minutes.
That's 5 minutes. Okay, let me just ask. Thank you kindly. Let me ask, are there other members of the public who would like to speak?
I would like to speak.
Yes. You have 5 minutes. Let's see. So we've heard, I've got first in line here. I've got, Nancy, would you like 5 more minutes? Oops. Nancy, I think you're muted. There you go.
This is Nancy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You have 5 minutes?
Yes. I think y'all need to, I repeat again, you need to have, I want to tell you, in KPFK, Los Angeles, LSC meeting, they decided that it was really, you know, crazy and much better for connection with the community to allow a statement from a PNB director when a listener in public comment asks a question. And they decided, that LSB decided, and they were doing that for a while until around 2 years ago. Y'all might want to think about that because it's so strange. we cannot give a response and not take away the time that the PNB director speaks from the 30 minutes that the public has by the bylaws. That's just one thing. And about committee of inclusion, the committee of inclusion had a rough way, not only in this LSB, but in WBAI, they could not make quorum. The people who volunteered, the LSBs who volunteered, did not show up, so they didn't get anything done. So I think you may want to make sure you're really dedicated before you sign up for this committee. And if you're not attending and there's a non-quorum endlessly, it needs to be reported to the LSB and not let that go on and destroy the objective we're overdue for a COI report, which is reported from the committee to the PMB and usually carbon copied to the LSB. It's an important part. We got to know how many women programmers we have, how many, what's the age group, what's the gender, what's the ethnicity of our programmers. And then we could do that with our listeners as well. We've never even reached out. We need to know who our people are and how is the programming meeting the needs of the committee. That really is important. And it's real easy to compare with the census report and the neighborhood, the ethnicity levels of the neighborhoods. I've done this many times, and y'all never got started last year. Please, please don't come to the, don't sign up for these committees if you are not going to come. Okay, next thing I want to talk about. We had, you know, as I said, it's 43% Spanish language speaking people in Harris County. It's 33% white English speaking and 18% black, and all the others are single digits. So, and by the time the next census report comes, I'm sure it's going to be more. It's already like 43-33 in Los Angeles. So we're losing the majority, the future majority, and already the present majority of many big cities, especially Houston, by not investing in our Spanish language programming. If you want to make it bilingual, that would be even better. That would even be better. But then we connect two different communities, so we know what the problems of each other. Okay. There's a lot of things we could do if we had a programming committee. Please, please, please. You have a right to have a programming committee, which will be, according to the bylaws, if you look at advisory committees, I think it's Article 7, I forgot which section it is, of people who want to, from the station members who want to help. You know, we need to get input. It should not be, programming should not be top down, because top is very busy and needs help and needs input. We haven't had a survey in a long, long, long time. I think the last time was like 2011 or something like that, a survey. Okay, so we have many things we can do. What else did I want to say? There was a show, and it was called Houston Indie Media. It was like the basis of our news show. This is long, long, long time ago. Anyway, the people in that show, one of them was Chickpea, Renee, I forgot her last name. She's now the co-producer of Democracy Now. She left Houston after starting the news show here and went to Columbia Broadcasting and went to Democracy Now. And anyway, the indie media show.
Nancy, could I
have I gone over the 5 minutes? Okay, sorry. Thank you.
That's 5 minutes. Could I do that? We have a few minutes left. So anyone for public comment that hasn't spoken before? If not, Nancy, would you like 5 minutes? Good. Right in 5 minutes. Nancy, are you, I think you're muted.
There you go. Thank you. I was talking to myself. Thank you.
There you go.
Yes. So after the I forgot, I think it's two LSBs or three LSBs and one director, they formed the first committee. They elect other people from the station members. It doesn't have to be an LSB. It could be LSBs or non-LSBs. So I really would like to work with COI. I've done this before, and you know, PK with Adriana as the national director. And so I would very much like to do that. So keep my name. And so please, what else I want to say? We really need to understand about what's facing the country. We're not, if I listen to KPFG, we're just playing music, and music is fine, but we need to address the, you know, what's happening, people dying, not only in Gaza, but in the Congo. I mean, we've got our hands over there dirty, to steal, helping people kill the Congolese and rob the mineral wealth of Africa. These stories are not being, I don't hear them enough. Even on Democracy Now, I don't hear it enough. It's like Africa is out of state, out of mind. We need, and then we have this HISD horror that's going on. I mean, it's really horrible. This is a question of, does democracy survive or not? We have a state-appointed superintendent of Houston Independent School District and a board that was elected but dismissed by the state, and another board came in, but a state-appointed board. We've lost our representation. Children are suffering, and it's like they want the schools to fail. I mean, so many horrible things are being done. To the teachers, to the children, a library's closed. You know, we're not really addressing a lot of things here. The Harris County Commissioner's Court is planning to build a new jail. The present one is 10,000 people. They want to build one that's 16,000 people, holding 16,000, instead of addressing the root causes of incarceration. This is where KPFT could help. Could do a town hall on the air and could talk about this problem, because we need judges, we need surveys from ex-cons and from incarcerated, anonymous. That would be great. Former judges, former probation officers, present ones, lawyers association. This would need a lot of input, and KPFT could do a town hall on this, as well as on the HISD destruction, you know, all those spin bicycles, millions, and all that furniture. I mean, just misappropriation of the money. We're not talking about it, you know, and not everybody is HISD, but this is just one way to get the school vouchers program going on. This is taking away from, it's like the reverse of Robin Hood. And the special education kids will suffer first. They're already suffering. The homeless children, services for homeless children has been curtailed. So, you know, KPFD can do so much more. Please, LSB, start a programming committee. Allow the members of KPFD to join it and to help improve our programming, help people express the problems that are facing us. We lost the Pacifica Business Show, and I did not hear any reason. It doesn't need to be. I just sort of wonder, you know, is there anything that we can do to help that situation? Or anyway, we...
Just Mr. Chair,
all of a sudden gone.
Has their hand up.
I understand. Oh, let me stop speaking if somebody else wants to speak. Thank you.
Someone else, I see Nancy's hand up. She was speaking. Is someone else's hand up? That's actually our time. That's 5 minutes. But there's like 30 seconds left. Nancy, do you have 30 seconds? Are you good? Okay. I don't see any hands up. If we have something, we can address that. Otherwise, not having other members of the public asking to speak, then we'll move on to our next agenda item. And that would be item, since we did staff recognition, that would be item 11, the interim general manager's report. Mr. Weinman.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. Thank you for what you do. So first I'll just start by saying that as we are halfway through February now, we continue on financial neutrality following the budget. We are cash neutral and paying our bills. This is reflected in the written report that I sent around on Monday. I'm hoping that the local station board will continue to call lapsed donors. I know Robin has the first session plan, and there was a very nice sign-up sheet that went around. So thanks to those that signed up and are going to engage in that activity. I'm looking for two teams of four that will come in once a month each, giving us for 3 hours, giving us 12 man hours times to call lapsed donors. Also, I'm hoping that the LSB will consider doing a major fundraiser targeting $10,000 to $15,000 or one week of operation for KPFT for the entire year as a way of showing leadership in terms of fundraising. Our next on-air fund drive is slated for February 20th, coming right up, and that will continue on air until March 9th. We have a $170,000 goal this time. It got raised because we're only going to do one more drive behind this one this fiscal year. There will be no more August drive. It's incredibly hard on listeners and programmers. So being cash neutral and being able to do this, we'll just up the goal on the three remaining drives plus a silent drive and other fundraising opportunities that we have. This time around, there is no magical, generous, anonymous $50 match. If you consider 150 sustaining pledges that are targeted, if the board would like to get together a group to target a $20 match, that would be, if you pledged a dollar toward this, that's like $150 donation, $2, $300, et cetera. But if we can get a $20 match out of this, that would be great to talk about with listeners. And would be a great enticement, especially coming from our board. So please consider that as well. We don't have much time for that. If you are interested in this, please email me directly, gm@kpft, or copy Robin Lewis, robin@kpft.org. And let's see if we can get a group together to help encourage sustaining pledges or okay, we're back to full power. As you know, we had to reduce power for tower work. That tower work went on for way too long. That was a major project out at the tower, but it's done and we're back to full power. And the internet was working much better until Saturday. And then, the internet provider for Pacifica switched backbones, which is a big deal. And four of the stations went off the air at once, including KPFT. And I noticed today we had another internet blip. So internet still an issue. Studio to transmitter link still an issue. Mo Thomas will be down here in a couple of weeks, and we're going to put in some equipment that will allow peer-to-peer to where we're not routing our signal halfway around the world and back. And hopefully that might take out some of the liability. We just put in an air conditioner in the HD1 studio, which was like a terrarium. That project cost us all total $4,300. The labor to install was donated by 68 Degrees. There was also electrical cost or a cost for an electrician. And we also had to put a hole in the building. There was a cost for that too. 2-inch hole for the piping, for the AC unit. Our FCC report was filed on time, and somebody said in public comment, how are we supporting the community? You can look at our public report. It is as thick or as voluminous as any of the five Pacifica stations, considering that we have two grids, three altogether, actually. It's not magic. There's just a lot of content on there that fits into the FCC report and serves the community. That goes into relicensing the station when the time comes. As we ask for money from the 9th or from the 20th February to the March 9th, we're also going to be asking for stable food donations, shelf-stable food donations for the Mana Food Pantry, Houston Food Bank. Again, we are doing a food drive in conjunction with this February-March drive. You might have noticed we changed the schedule around a little bit so that now you have a local news talk, affairs shows from 5 in the morning all the way until 10:30 in the morning, and then music till 6 p.m. This shift caused around a 20% increase in online listenership pretty consistently. We're now scraping 200 connections on weekdays, where previously we would peak around 150 to 160. So it was a pretty good improvement, and we hope to build on that. We've got some new programming coming up. We also purchased four used CD players. These came off of eBay. One was new in the box. Three were previously owned, but they're compatible with our Wheatstone board. They are no longer manufacturing CD players that are compatible with our board. So that technology and our programmers will soon be parting ways, much as vinyl has disappeared from the radio studio. Still available, and I'm sure a CD player will be there, but it's going to take, for a programmer, someone sitting behind the board, though, it won't have the full automated convenience at some point. I don't know what point that is. A year or 2 years, don't know. Okay. So we have a new show that just started called 8-Track Radio with Tom Richards. It's on early Sunday morning, and this is building on what Clay Brasher brought with Elevator Prozac. There's a lot of people that missed that show and asked for that content, and so Tom is taking up the mantle, as he did after Clay passed away suddenly last spring. We also have Larry Chatterbox Hale, who you might recognize the name. He's from KTSU. He has a new program starting up called the Winter Circle on Sunday evening. And we're looking at him possibly to get an expanded role beyond that. So welcome aboard to Mr. Hale. We're excited to get talent like that. We're also formulating a new show. People have to go through FCC training and get their feet wet, which is a cycle. And this won't be until sometime in March. We have a show called Midterms, which is going to be hosted by former Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski, Joe Jaws, if you will. So that'll be a morning show, 30-minute show once a week. And another show called Near Death Experience. I listened to the demo. We'll see how it goes. It's certainly, Twilight Zone for the radio. We'll put it like that. That's my take on it. And very well done. That's a gentleman named Jeff Ballfoot that's going to be hosting that. Per Robin's report that was appended to mine, membership stands at 2,727 households, pretty stable. Not exactly what we want. We want growth. So hopefully this fund drive will be able to grow that some more. St. Patrick's Day is coming. Parade is coming up. We'll be marching in that, I think. And I don't know how that's going. Contacting Pete Little. I think it was mentioned that Pete hadn't responded. If you need help reaching Pete, let me know. The Art Car Parade is coming up. And again, Boyd will be driving his vehicle with his trailer attached, and this year the Steve Crace Band, for those of you into the blues scene in Houston, will be playing on the back of that trailer, and real excited about that. And then the other day we booked our blood drive, which is May 27th, 1:30 to 5 p.m. There'll be the mobile trailer, as there was the last couple of years, parked next door. Roll up your sleeve and give some blood. Save a life, as they say. So March 1st, big day for KPFT. We're going to turn 55 years old. Round of applause, 55 years. Yeah, pretty cool. Who would ever thought that in the heart of Houston, Texas, we'd still be here. To celebrate our birthday, we have booked the Heights Theater on June 6th. The theater space was donated by the Heights. We do have to pay for their stage crew. We will have to provide an honorarium for our performers, or at least offer one, and maybe a hotel room. In all, we'll have about $5,000 worth of expenses for this event, maybe six, but we're looking to grow somewhere around 37, 38 or more. The performers, good question, Rodney Crowell and Guy Forsythe, and Guy will come with his 78 specials. So that should be a really good show and really big shoe, and tickets are going to go on sale, so to speak, on Saturday, advance of our fund drive. We've got the whole house, over 300 tickets, maybe 350, as many as 350 that we can sell. So this is a major fundraising opportunity and a big boost to our February drive. Happy birthday, KPFT. according to the latest data from Radio Insight, which summarizes the Nielsen's, we are at stand at 79,800 for a CUME and a market share of 0.4. This is data on January 8th, I think was the cutoff for this. Since then, we've increased the power on the transmitter, and the internet has been largely more stable. And I'm anxious to see what happens next time through. But again, these numbers are stable, within a window and stable. We're cash neutral at this point. If you look at the bank balance, which I gave as per Markeisha, $186,467.88. And you go back through my prior reports, you will see that we are operating within a window. The balance goes up and down within a window, somewhere from around 175,000 to about 200 and maybe 5,000. Depending on what bills come due and the timing, you'll see that number in these reports as they go by. But we're cash neutral under the model that we're in. Added expenses, such as damage to the antenna, which has been reported, or maybe a transmitter problem or an importer, which we had to buy. These are major deals. We're going to have to think about what we're going to do in terms of raising more money. This, by the way, includes salaries, overheads, hiring, et cetera. Okay? So adding any of this means raising more money directly, not indirectly, or suffer the consequence of the condition in which I found KPFT when I took the job July 1st, 2022, which was a credit card balance of over $23,000 and other debt and commitments that were not necessary that were subsequently canceled. But just keep this in mind as we go forward this entire year. Some sustainers stand at $24,403 and now comprise about a little less than half our membership. So that's a good thing. If anybody is interested, Amplify Houston, which is a morning show that adds three days a week, half hour show, works with 501c3s, is looking for producers. This is a matter of getting people to contact the various 501c3s and get them on the air and help with the production of these 30-minute shows. It's a really heavy job. It requires amazing commitment and focus and good people skills. If you're interested or know people that might be, please send an email to Marlo. That's pdkpft@gmail.com. pdkpft@gmail.com. With that, I'll take your questions. Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for that report, Sandy. What is the, how do new shows get reviewed at KPFT? I mean, or do people submit something and you review them, or do you get more submissions than we have time for, or how does it work?
Well, actually, we have time for all submissions. Okay. That's not an issue. The way it works is usually it starts with an email from somebody or a phone call. We'll get a voice message. And I will usually pass that directly to Marlo, who will invite them to give us a demo, you know. And that, about half the people that at that point drop out. They don't do the work of the demo. Okay. The other half send them in and they're vetted. And we've been pretty successful. I think, you know, the acceptance rate's pretty high. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's pretty high.
Hey, the near-death experience people are going to be on, so.
We'll give it a whirl, see what people think, right? The demo was interesting enough.
Is there any, training? Can we, any way to train people on the board?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There's formal trainings that are held.
Okay.
And Rico Hernandez and Marlo. And in fact, I think they've got another one set up this week.
So I gotta check. But if I want,
I think they have three more people going through this. And now that the studio is air conditioned, we can actually put more than two people in there without suffocating. Stuart's laughing, but man, it was no joke. It was the KPFT sauna.
So if I wanted to sign up for one of these trainings, I'd contact you, Sandy, or just say
to Marlo. Just contact Marlo. And she'll get you right in. It's not a problem. We encourage, especially on air people, to do this. Yeah, this is how to run the board, how to answer the phone, how to produce, all of that, right? So.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lillian. Lyndon?
Hey, Sandy. On your report that you put out, the statements, you have pledge drive report section down under the quiet drive, which you had an exceptional response to. But you say there that the fulfillment rate is 8%, and I'm thinking that's probably a mistake. But would you tell me something about that?
I'd have to ask Robin for exact details. But remember, if you give a sustaining membership, then it's right, 8%. Is recorded immediately, and the rest comes in over the remaining 11 months, if you will. So it's 8 1/8, actually.
Well, it's so you're well 90,000, but
I don't think that's
sustaining members.
I don't think that's a correct statement. The top line, Lyndon, is not in error. It was a phenomenal quiet drive.
Right.
We saw a lot of checks from the changes to the rules on giving out of IRAs in particular, which Rob Lee is very familiar with and came down and spoke to. And we need to keep pushing that point going forward, not just in December, although December is the, you know, that's a sensitive month. That's when we all make our moves to get our taxes ready for those that have the reach into those spaces. So that's when we saw most of the activity. In December.
Well, that was when the quiet drive was, right?
Right. And that also includes sustainer rollover money, too. That's a big boost.
Okay.
I mentioned our goal being 170,000 on this drive. The drive window opened February 1st a couple weeks ago, and we've already collected $42,000, largely on the backs of sustaining rollovers.
So the 170,000, is that going to be February and March for sustaining members? So
that's
that'd be 46,000 right there.
Pardon me? The last part?
So that'd be 46 or 48, whatever the 2 months worth of sustaining members would be.
Well, we 48. Had an exceptional number in February. That really was, it blew us away when we saw it. Okay. That came from the previous year. Okay. This is all, you're always looking in the mirror when you're talking about sustainer rollovers. So I don't know what the number is for March, but it should be pretty strong. I think altogether it'll account for at least a third of the money or close to it.
Well, okay. So I'm trying to, since you brought up the sustaining members as part of the 170,000, what I'm trying to establish is these sustaining members are 24,000 a month. So will you be counting February and March towards sustaining members towards that goal.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So it's perfectly, and it's not funny money. It's not.
I'm not saying it
is. This is real money. This is like someone calling up and pledging a sustaining membership.
Right. I'm just trying to get the process clearer in my head. And on the grants section, the grant comes from the Brown Foundation. You have received 12,500 gift, and which brought a matching grant of 25,000. So that would tell me it's 37.5. And then you mentioned another 10,000 in support of the prison show. So I was just trying to, are we talking 37,000 or 47,000 there?
Well, the total is 47. Part of this was a matching stock gift, and this is old data, and this is not recent. So Robin gives you a complete timeline on this, if you will. So you have a global view of our fundraising efforts for a longer period of time.
Okay.
It may be formatted. It may be the format, but you have to read it in that context. Okay. The only recent drive that we had was the December drive. And so now we're now into another one.
Right. I was just trying to, clear up for myself whether it was 37 or 47. And you did that. So thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lyndon. Debbie?
I'm not muted no more. So right now, Sandy, you said we don't have anybody doing the $50 towards the new sustainer, correct?
That's correct. What I said was, to be clear, there is no match for new sustainers, and I'm asking the board to provide the energy to do that, the funds to create a match.
If there was, I think the majority of us should do that. I do it all the time anyway to go along with that $50 sustainer. I think I've done it pretty much every time. I think that we all need to do that, and if we get enough of us, or even if there's only, like, I think one time there was only 8 of us that did it. Would that be announced during the fund drive that LSB is matching our little dollar?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely. That's the kind of goodwill that we want to create.
Okay. And I think
in listeners' minds, right?
Right. I think us as a board, that coming from the LSB station board, I think all of us need to do that. It's only a dollar, and yeah, it might end up being $150 or $170. I just think we need to do that. And if it is announced on air that the LSB is matching, I think the listeners are going to go, wow, like Sandy said, that they know that there is a board, that is on board with the show also. I'm going to do it. I just want everybody else to think about it.
Thank you, Debbie. Yes. And to be clear, if you would, to create the $20, we're talking about a maximum of $150 for every dollar you pledge. Okay.
Right.
So if
right.
you go, I want to put a dollar toward the match, it's committing up to $150. If we get 140 sustainers, then it's $140, et cetera.
Right.
Right.
And I so think I 100% think it's worth it for us board members to do that.
Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate that notion.
All right. Thanks, Debbie. PK, your hand's up.
Yeah, I didn't have a question. I'd like just a little bit of, do I ask a question that, of how we do public comment? I didn't like people calling people idiot. There's this letter that's out there in the public, and all of these things affect us. And so where do people come to, put their grievances? They're not understanding. And I'm thinking that we should talk about this for like 15 or 20 minutes at the next LSB meeting, because been here, done that. I don't want to do that anymore as an LSB member, where we're at each other's throats, especially when people are asking questions, and especially when we're trying to get solvent in a way that will make us a place that people want to come to listen to get their news from. I mean, I haven't seen any real Black history kind of programming. And you know, they're not going to have Black History Month in government facilities. And so I don't want to be erased. And I think that when people call public comment, they don't want to be erased. And I would just like to put it on the table that we talk about this in a way so that we can make some agreements between all of us and how we comport ourselves.
All right. Thanks, PK. I would just note that this is a community radio station. This meeting is on a public stream. And so anything slanderous or libelous or libel is just completely inappropriate for this meeting. But definitely, you know, what do you want for other things to be discussed? We could discuss other things. I just note that. Sorry.
Would it help if I wrote a motion?
Yeah.
Would that help rather than this? Because I'm not talking about it's something that an LSB member sent out, and it's going around the yard, so to speak.
But do so
would it help if I made a motion? And send it in.
Can I just...
What I want to discuss.
Well, I think it... I mean, I've seen the letter too, and I totally respect the public. I mean, we are a community radio station, as you say, PK, but I find it problematic when people refer to another person's letter and that person makes allegations that we don't know are true or not. I mean, if that's the case, then we can all write letters and make all kinds of allegations and send them around. And I think...
That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, Lillian. I get what you're saying. This is not the time to mitigate it because we don't talk to the public speakers. But right. We did talk to the public speakers this time.
Yeah.
And is it censorship? I don't.
I have my hand
all of the answers. That's all I'm saying. Would it help if we create a better coalition of people who care about the station and the people from different? I mean, you know, the Committee of Inclusion is
orders of the day.
But I don't think we should discuss this right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Lyndon, do you have?
Yeah, yes. I would just say that we are on the general manager's report and questions to the general manager. Perhaps this, you know, to say that you didn't want to discuss this right now, we can discuss, we can have, if you want to bring a motion, maybe in new business. But let's do the general manager's report, please.
Agreed. Adriana, do you have something in regard to the general manager's report?
No, I was trying to remind everybody that we are not liable for what the public said, because even in our bylaw said that we cannot even identify the people that talk. We have
Let me finish.
I was attacked during in public comment. Like said, that's okay. People have the right to say whatever they want about me. Clear. Really? I mean,
do we have anything having to do with the general manager's report?
No, at this point.
Excuse me, if I might.
Yes, sir. It's thank your you. Report.
Lyndon, sure. That was a typo. It was supposed to be 28%, not 8%. I just looked at the allegiance thing because I was curious. That was not possible.
Okay. Hope that great. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that report. Thorough as always. Item 12 on our agenda is the PNB representatives report and Q&A associated. Who would like to start that? Susan, are you?
Yes, I'll be happy to start it.
Please.
The Pacifica National Board held the convening meeting for the 2025 term on January 30th, 2025. The primary business conducted in that meeting was to nominate candidates for PNB chair, vice chair, and secretary, authorize the method of balloting, and set the date for the next meeting. The officer elections were conducted by OPA vote. I was elected to be the PNB chair for 2025. Minerva Sanders from WPFW to be vice chair. Julie Hewitt from WPFW to be secretary. The PNB has accepted the generous offer of Aki Tanaka, who's from KPFA, to serve as volunteer recording secretary. The next PNB meeting has been scheduled for Thursday, February 13th, that's tomorrow, at which the officers who were elected will be seated and nominations will be taken for directors to serve on four standing committees listed in the bylaws. Audit and National Finance each have one director from each station. Coordinating and Governance each have one director from each station and one affiliate director. LSBs, as we are doing tonight, are moving forward to elect two delegate members each to serve on Audit and Governance. The LSB treasurers have already been elected who will serve on the National Finance Committee. And we did have a Finance Committee meeting last night. The very long-awaited September 2024 results were available. These are being reviewed by the general managers to confirm their accuracy and then will be available. We've all been, I know Adriana and others have been, all of us have been very frustrated that we haven't been able to see these results. Linda and I were on that call last night, and soon we hope to be able to report on those results. Attached is I sent out this write-up, and there was no executive session, so there's no report out. I sent out the ED report for January 16, because it has a more extensive report on than the January 30 does. Included in this report is the discussion of how we put together a cross-system response, emergency response to the extraordinary fire in Southern California that, by the way, I grew up in Pacific Palisades. My hometown is gone. WBAI, KPFA, WPFW, the affiliates, we're all involved in stepping in and helping back up KPFK address this extraordinary situation. And they, over many years of difficulty, do not have board operators. They had challenges dealing with it. The other thing is included in this is the Pacifica statement about Project 2025. It was the board asked management to do it, the general managers, and Stephanie and our FCC attorney and our technology and FCC compliance folks put together this statement. It's a very, very good statement, and we followed the affiliates who have had to deal with this at the front end. We do not know what will happen at the moment. Obviously, NPR and PBS are on the front line. We don't get CPB funding. We are now in compliance with the FCC. The best thing we can do to protect ourselves, and I've had a consultation with attorneys and with CPAs, is to do everything correctly. Absolutely follow FCC guidelines, FTC guidelines, EEOC, all of that. We have the audit that is underway, so that'll bring us up to date for 2022 and 2023. So we're getting ourselves in order, but as you've heard, we have very limited staff at every level. So this is hard work.
Wow.
The committees have not yet been populated. Mm-hmm. So fellow directors, Michael Woodson, Marianne Martinez, and Sean Kelly McPherson are not yet involved in committees.
Okay. Thank you. Adriana, you have your hand up. Is this your hand up for this, yes, or is it just okay?
Yes. Thank you, Susan, for the report. You said about the numbers. We are talking about the numbers from September of last year. It's complete. I mean, the previous calendar year. I mean, but I don't know what we were talking before was Lyndon, that we don't have the rest, the P&L, the last one that we have, Lyndon, you said that was June of last year or something. I mean that now we have this September, but do we have numbers from October, November, December, and January? I don't expect January yet, but not the last 3 months, right? After September is the last one that we got.
Lyndon, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, that is correct. We just got, when we met Monday, I said we had through June of 2024, and now Tuesday evening we received through September of 2024. So, yeah, we're still like 4 months behind.
Thank you. And the second question, Susan, is something that called my attention to what you just said. You said that the PMB, I mean, we are using the regular tellers that we always use, Terry Woodman and Sarah Ross, but the PMB, you said that is using something different. The system is being called OPA, but...
OPA vote is a nationally accepted standard, and it has been used at WBAI, WPFW, KPFK, and previously at Pacifica. So that is the method was used. We could use it here at KPFT. I think it would be a good idea, but people are not yet familiar with it. So I thought it was a good idea for us to continue using Terry Goodman, Sarah Roos.
Because if I don't mistake, the big difference is that OPA, you don't have the option to write in a candidate, right? It means when a board have a supermajority, they prefer OPA. They prefer Terry Woodman, and when they have, when it's some kind of contingency, they prefer OPA. I don't understand that part.
We'll have to look into that. Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that at some time and maybe offline with you. Okay. Both have advantages. Both you're able to do actually and provide the equivalent of write-ins. But so if you want to, you know, there have been contentions about both.
Yeah, I heard that with KPFK and OPA. That's why I was asking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Adriana. All right. Thank you for the PMV representatives report. That takes us to item 13, KPFT, our LSB committee reports, development and outreach. Let's see.
Oh, that's Moi. That's me.
All right.
That's me. We will, the development and outreach met this month. And we will be, our first official meeting will be held on March, I believe it's March 4th. So anyone who would like to officially be a member of the committee, especially if you would like to be an officer, a secretary or chair, please attend that meeting. If you cannot attend the meeting, but you would like to be on that committee, please contact me. And I will mark you down as excused absence for the first meeting. The committee is discussing attending various events. We have not heard any response from Pete Little regarding St. Patrick's Day. We did not hear from any staff members about walking in the MLK parade. And we are, I'm looking to call lapsed donors. I could call lapsed donors this week if a staff member was ready for us to do that, or next week. Be happy to do that before the pledge drive so we can maybe, help find somebody that maybe would like to make a challenge.
There's a list out right now with the dates already out there floating around. We need to make sure you have that. So.
Well, the first date was the 25th, and that's already filled. And I see that you were signed up for the second one. So it's actually that those calls don't start until the pledge drive.
So we'd like another one before that. Let's get with Robin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Robin was supposed to be talking to Sandy about that. And that's what we're doing.
All right. Great. Thank you. Okay. So March 4th was the next official meeting, right? And you
yes.
officers mm-hmm. and things. Okay. And
if there are any LSB members who would like to participate either in tabling or walking in parades or anything or any outreach events, perhaps you have a professor that would like someone to come and talk about community radio at a college event, please see the committee.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Then we have the Finance Committee. Lyndon, do you have?
Yes, I'll just say that we, as Susan said, we did just receive the September numbers, so we have fiscal year 2024 complete numbers, and I will convene by popular request the Finance Committee on Monday the 24th at 6 p.m. Of course, I'll have to make sure I get that done with a week in advance with Otis, but I plan on just having a half hour meeting. I will send out the budget for that we are operating under right now for fiscal year 2025, and I'll hopefully be able to send out the 2024 results. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Lyndon. Adriana, you had a question?
Yes. Lyndon, is any option that you can send to the actuals that we have in the fiscal year 2024 till the end of September? Is there any way that we can see that too?
Well, I hope to be able to send that out. And, and perhaps just if Sandy says that he doesn't have any problem with the numbers, if he looks at them and says, hey, I think these are accurate, then we can probably go ahead and do just the KPFTs. But okay. I'll have to get, they have procedures at the NFC, PMB, that they like to send them out to the managers. And the NFC also looks at them. Then they like to have some time to see if there's any questions about it before we're officially allowed to send them out. So I don't want to, break some of these little rules. But like I said, if Sandy looks at them and says, hey, they're okay, then I don't see any problem with just sending out the KPFT section by itself. Yes, Sandy.
Yeah, I'm going to be downtown tomorrow. I'll try to give that a look. I looked at it once, but it's a big spreadsheet. Checking the accuracy took more than the 2 minutes.
Right.
We'll look tomorrow.
Yeah. Just on right. KPFTs.
Good. Thanks, Lyndon. Really, appreciate it.
I really appreciate that, Lyndon, because we were talking in MSLC in our meeting too about, some of the issues that we want to see the numbers because we need to make important decisions, right? Or recommendation. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Understood. All right. Thanks, Lyndon. Then we have governance. Marianne, do you have anything with governance? You are muted. Not hearing anything.
Sorry about that. Sure. Sorry about that. Well, I was a convener of the governance committee. We haven't, we have a meeting coming up next week. And, at that point, we'll be, moving forward and electing a permanent a chair and secretary. So right now, that's where we're at.
Good. All right. Thank you. MSRC.
I'm the convener, Susan Young. We had a meeting Monday night. It was incredibly well attended. I have, sent forward a committee report that lists who all has attended the first meeting and therefore qualifies or had an excused absence qualifies as a voting member of the committee. It was an open meeting because we were not yet discussing any confidential information. Last year, we devoted our time to an evaluation, the bylaws required evaluation of the general manager. But we understood that as Sandy has been in place as an interim for 2 years, and by the way, every single station in the network has an interim general manager. And in order to hire someone to a permanent position, which is the appropriate thing to do, rather than keeping people on as indefinite interims, the bylaws require a two-stage process. First, the local station boards select or screen a pool of candidates. And from that pool of candidates, the executive director picks the general manager for that station. The national board has done a lot of work to figure out what's the procedure to wrap around that two-step thing. And there are disagreements about it across the system, as is the case. But several GM search processes have fallen apart because of disagreements at the local station board. And so having a nationally adopted process does several things. One, it makes the procedure clear. Two, it has been put together with feet firmly grounded in appropriate HR procedure and law. And it permits us to fast track while minimizing the risk of litigation. There are 40 categories, special categories, protected categories. And if language is misused, people can have action against us. I'm not a trained HR professional. I don't know if anybody on this board is. So this framework provides the way that we screen and give the ED the candidates from whom to pick. Our goal for this, we all agreed that we were ready to move forward as promptly as possible. If we adopt the motion that came out of the committee unanimously, then I will call the executive director tonight and say, please go forward with the posting. She will post the national standard job description. She will post it at the national level, all five of our stations, the affiliates, and any industry and local publications that we give her. So we will follow up and do that promptly. We figured that a 6-week turnaround time would be advantageous, but it is everybody's responsibility on the committee and everybody's responsibility on the local station board to reach out to people who you think would be good candidates and encourage them to put in their credentials, a letter and a bio. There's a national email address and a national postal address in order to maintain confidentiality for people who are putting this in. Names, addresses, so forth will be redacted by the ED before being shared with us. This motion has come out of committee, so no second is needed. I will read the motion and those, Adriana, PK, Rod,
others who were on the committee last night, correct me if this is wrong. The KPFT Management Selection Review Committee moves that the KPFT LSB request the Pacifica Executive Director initiate the search for a permanent GM for KPFT by posting the job description as soon as possible with a 6-week deadline for submissions. Anyone, did I state that incorrectly? Number of people were on the call.
Oh, it's perfect. It's a way
I believe so. So moved. Do I hear any objections? Not Michael, hearing any objections.
Michael Sorry. Raised his hand.
Oh, Michael, you got your hand up.
Are we talking about this motion now, or?
We are.
You're asking yes. whether or not it was accurate.
Do you believe that it was accurate? I first asked
if it was accurate. I think then Ron asked, is there any objection?
To the motion.
Correct. Well, Do you believe that it's either inaccurate or you're objecting?
Well, I think it went down as we said. I'm still a little surprised that we're putting it in motion before we meet with the finance committee. And I don't think that we could, as a board, decide to put this in action before we come to the decision in a meeting that determines whether or not we can afford it. And I know that meeting happens at 6 o'clock on Monday, and then, you know, the finance committee meeting, which maybe this will come up, and then the MSRC is coming up on Monday night at 6:30 in tandem shortly after the finance committee meeting. So I don't know what we would be voting on. I don't even know if we are voting on this motion tonight, but that definitely needs to be made clear. How could we vote on this motion when the MSRC decided that we would look at the finances before we put the motion in action? That's it.
I'm trying to get my hand up. Adriana's got her hand up. I'm trying to get my hand up.
Right. Adriana, you have a question?
In answer, we were talking to Michael, and it's true that we talk all of that in the MSRC meeting, but this motion is just to initiate this process. That doesn't mean that we need to approve anything. We will have time enough to see, because they need to come up and let us know what is the salary and everything, and then we can look at that after finance and MSRC and see if we can afford what we can afford and decide if this is what we want or not. That will come later on. I think that what they were trying to do is trying to put the ads because if Susan explained that to us in MSRC, what is going on with us is kind of we'll be the first one in this kind of process. That's what Susan said. And then we will see how this process really work. And then probably it worked fine, or we will find that are different problems that can be changed for the rest of the network. I think this doesn't mean that we will accept everything. We need, obviously, like we said, we need to look at the numbers and what we are coming up with.
Great. Susan, I think you had your hand up next.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we did discuss the question of how do we know what we can afford, and that conversation will happen, can, you know, advance when we meet with the finance committee. But we also agreed we needed to proceed with this because there's a general posting. We need to see who the candidates are. And the executive director will go into negotiations with candidates about what she thinks we can afford. But we need to get going on the list of candidates. Sandy may feel it's perfectly fair, but it isn't appropriate to keep people in permanent interim positions. I don't know if Sandy will be. It would be appropriate for him to be a candidate. Whether he is or isn't, this is the process we must follow in order to hire a permanent general manager. So, Michael, I felt very, very clearly we decided to go forward with the posting, understanding that how much the station could afford would be a part of the process.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Rhonda?
Yes. Am I unmuted?
No, you're up.
Okay. Thank you. With what Michael is mentioning, that was a great concern of mine as well. But I do recall Susan, like Michael said, you know, has presented it fairly accurately. But this brings up the opportunity to say that when I've served on this committee in the past, we wrote the job description. And from what I understand, this job description is coming directly from the executive director. And then also, we also had a say in where we were going to put the advertisements. We still don't really, so basically we're depending upon the executive director to, everything. Is that correct?
So no, if I may.
Go.
Part of what the Pacifica National Board addressed was the question of job description and whether the local station boards were the entities that crafted the job description. The general managers report to the executive director. The executive director has the human resources responsibility to determine what the jobs are and what the org chart is within the bylaws and within her employment agreement. Regarding where the postings are, we are inviting everybody on the LSB to say where you think it makes sense to post.
And how are we
already made recommendations.
Michael is next.
Excuse me, I'm not finished. You allowed Susan to speak to my questions.
I think she was answering your question. Yeah.
Okay. So I would like for it to be noted in the record that I do feel like there is a rush to this. And I want it noted that this is not the way that it has been done in the past. And I ask the question, if we're not privy to the finances, how do we know what the budget is to find places and make recommendations for where to post these jobs?
Noted. Thank you, Rhonda. Michael, you've been very patient.
Any comments? You know, dead silence.
Michael was next, but may I just answer that one question? Rhonda, we will pay for the postings. There is a budget at National. Come up with your recommendations as Stuart has.
Thank you. Adriana, you were talking previously. Stuart, I don't think you've had a chance to weigh in.
Yeah, I move that we vote on the resolution to direct the executive director to initiate the search for a GM.
So noted. Were objections.
Michael, stand up.
Yeah, Michael was, he was waiting. Did we lose him again? No, you're there.
There he is.
All right. Since there were questions on this, why don't we run through a
Am I good to go?
You are. Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Michael. Sorry. Thank you for waiting.
Okay. So I really thought that the MSRC was, handled magnificently. And I thought, it was done, by the book and just model. And I did not raise this question, as forcefully as I'm going to tonight because I thought it should go before the LSB. The MSRC can, as a subcommittee, get together and discuss things, but it's, the LSB that gets to decide on, our role, that we have to, hire a manager. So, I would just say that I think it's appropriate. I would make a motion, that we should table this until we meet.
So the question's already been moved by Stuart on a request to.
Excuse me. Are you, Michael?
You have the right.
Michael was to vote. Still speaking.
He's requesting to,
I second his motion.
Go out of order on the procedure. So Stuart moved the question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Everybody have the right. You put a motion, you have a second, but every member has the right to modify or ask for suspend or ask for table or ask for modifying. Yeah, Michael have the right to bring whatever he wants here. Yes, that is not out of order at all. It's part of the
process. But my understanding is that Stuart moved the question, which is that there is a, yes.
Mr. Chair, yeah, mm-hmm. Excuse me. In parliamentary procedure, I think Michael requested that this table be moved, this motion be tabled, likely so as to look at the economics a little better. Remember, I've donated $250,000, if you include the benefits loading, in terms of salary to Pacifica, in return for maybe an aggregate of $50,000 over the time I've been there, 2 years and 7.5 months. And that $200,000 that they would have had to pay someone, I should remind the board, is greater than our current bank balance. That means if you had paid a GM the last 2.5 years, you would have a negative bank balance. This really does need to be looked at, and we shouldn't be too hasty to launch into something where we're committing to people that we're in a hiring process. We need to go in and tell the world that we're organized, ready, identify the salary, if what that might be, and know what we can afford and what we can't afford. This is a matter of raising more funds, and I've said this consistently to the board. We need to be raising to do this another $200,000 to $250,000 a year. And let me just make one more editorial comment. If I were to be paid a salary, which is $80,000 a year, according to Pacifica, that's what they're paying GMs. How about
they are not
the other people? How about the program director and the engineer and the other folks? You really need to give this some thought, and I would really counsel this group to get together and talk over the economics before you go running off and initiate a process that's going to involve the public and their input, AKA the resumes that you'll have hopefully get to review. So just a few words. I think just take a breath, review the numbers, and then see if you want to vote on a negative budget, because that's what you're lining up to do here.
So there is a motion on the floor.
To table. It has to be considered first.
Well, Mr. Chair, I believe that the motion to table must be considered. I believe the motion to table must be considered. And so that is there a second to the motion to table, then we take a vote on that. If it succeeds, it tables. If it doesn't succeed, we go and vote for the original main motion.
On the
motion. I second. Wanda already seconded that motion.
Can the secretary then?
I already seconded the motion early on.
Thank you, Rhonda. Can the secretary call the vote for table? This is to table the motion from the committee.
And the motion.
An affirmative would be to table.
Table.
And no would be not to table and to proceed.
Point of inquiry about yes. parliamentary procedure. Is this, are we allowed discussion?
Yes. I think a motion to lay on yes. the table is not debatable.
Not debatable.
Lay on the table is not debatable.
Okay, that's too bad.
Well, already Sandy motivated.
Michael made the motion. Why don't we hear from him?
Thank you for that.
Sandy, you already motivated it. And I want to say, you are one of the people who is involved in this, and you have a conflict of interest regarding it. And I am having deep concern about this conversation.
Sandy, I want to thank you for
so
let's move on.
Let's hold that. So we'll move forward with the vote to table. So an affirmative would be to table the motion from committee, and negative would be to proceed.
Okay. I have one question, Mr. Chair. The yes. original motion is the motion that came from the MSRC, right? I know that,
correct.
That Mr. Nance made something, but it didn't really need to have Nance's name on it because it came from committee, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Correct. Okay. So, in regard to the move to table,
I'd like to make, I don't know what, I would like for this, vote to be on record. A roll call vote? On record.
It is basically a roll call vote. Because we are asking everybody's
Yes, but I think that what Rhonda is saying that
So please wait to be recognized. If you have a question, you can raise your hand.
The votes recorded.
I'm sorry?
Never mind.
Okay. Lillian Kerr.
Mr. Chair, I have my hand up before the vote. What Rhonda is saying, and I agree with her, when we call for a roll call, we know that this is a meeting in Zoom. Everybody can hear. But when we talk about that, what we are saying, we want in the minutes the names of the people, the votes, how the names of the people vote. No 10 to 9 or whatever. We want yes, no's, and abstentions. That's why he's asking for a roll call, and we'll be on the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Andreana.
Point of information then,
yes.
Mr. Chair. Roll call vote, doesn't that take 2/3 to request a roll call vote?
No, 40%. Robert rule of order say.
That's a good 40? Question. I do not
Does know. Does anyone have an objection to a roll call, to a roll call vote? Does anybody have an objection to that, Teresa?
First of all,
Nothing
personal, Rhonda, but maybe you're on a speakerphone. It's like you're in a well and I can't hear everything. I can't hear you succinctly. I'm just asking to clarify because I'm the secretary.
Okay. How can we move forward and with the vote and it be recorded and listed?
Call the member to order, Mr. Chair. The members are not being recognized by the chair. And there's a lot of crosstalk. Lillian's got her hand up.
Okay.
I can't hear you. There you are. Yes.
My suggestion is that we state our name and our vote, and that way it can be recorded in the way that will make everybody happy. Is that...
And in the minutes.
That will be in the minutes. That if you... From what I'm hearing, Adriana, is the minutes will record so many yay, so many nay, and you want to see who voted yay and who voted nay.
What I'm saying is, it's exactly what Rhonda asked. And that's when you ask for a roll call, means that those people need to be recorded in the minutes.
Okay.
With
so
their
we
votes.
State our name
with
and
a vote.
Vote.
Yes.
Let's go.
I will take a look at, the secretary will note who is voting what as she goes through And then we will look and see what Robert's rules say about what is reported out from that.
All right.
If that's accepted. Go ahead.
Lillian Kerr.
I vote yes. Lillian Kerr says yes.
The table. Okay, Adriana Casanay.
Adriana Casanay said yes.
Okay. Rajat Chopra. I'm not hearing Rajat. Glenn Etienne.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Lyndon Foley.
A pass.
Pass. Okay. Jerry Fowler, not here. Ron Garner.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Robert Gartner's not here. Rod Lee.
Out of being prudent, yes.
Okay. Mike Lewis is not here. Anita, Mike Lewis? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Anita Long.
Yes.
Thank you, Anita. It's a yes. Marianne Martinez.
Marianne says yes.
Thank you. Yes. PK McCary. PK.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Sean Kelly McPherson. I'm not hearing Sean Kelly.
Yeah.
Tori Mercer.
Yes.
Thank you. Stuart Nance.
Abstain.
All right. Rick Norris is not here. Jane Tyler not here. Ron Stubers. Oh, wait a minute. Well, go on. Michael Woodson.
Yes.
Debbie Smith.
Yes.
Colby Wright.
Yes.
Thank you. And Susan Young.
No.
No. Okay. And Ron Stubers, do you want to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Fine. All right. Coming back to Lyndon Foley.
I'll vote no.
No. Okay. So we have two no, one, two, three.
It passes.
It passed. It's tabled. It's passed.
She needs to read the numbers.
Yes.
You can read it later.
And one abstain.
And I am very pleased to have my no vote recorded. Thank you.
13 yes, two no's, and two abstentions, Teresa? Is that what you have?
10, 11, 12, 13. So did you have a number?
I'm counting the yeses. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3.
I think we're pretty clearly in yes territory. So
I'd love to.
We can move forward. Yeah, we can move forward.
We're looking at almost 9, almost 10, 9:45.
Right.
13, 2, and 2.
Okay. And that, Sandy, you've got your hand up?
Yeah, if I might. And thank you for indulging this. Folks, this is not the KPFT of 10 or 20 years ago. We have fewer listeners.
Mr.
We
Chair.
Have less support. And we might want to think about a jump shift in how we do business and stick to a volunteer model and give that some thought and put some framing around it and create a mechanism whereby a volunteer would say have 2 years to be an IGM or GM and then reviewed. But that would be, you know, minimal pay, kind of like.
And all I have to say is this is a conversation that needs to happen in executive session.
I agree. Kind of like discussions in public comments.
Can you call this meeting to order?
Need to be there.
All right. Thank you. The next item of business then is unfinished business from previous meetings. To the best of my knowledge, there is no unfinished business.
Well, I would like to, I never got to talk about major donor task force. I've been sick.
Okay.
But I did want to say, it's been talked about the, lapsed donor program. I would like to re-encourage all the board members, to participate in a match. And what I would like to do is I'd like to incorporate that inside the major donor. And I, for one, will say that I will do the $150 maximum exposure. And I hope that, whether you were, I guess, Ron, I don't know if you care, but respond to me, so that we can get a good number, because I'd really like to encourage board members to do things like this. You know, this is really how other boards, function. And this is something that at some point later I'd like to talk more on. We want to develop, obviously, more major donors, but I'd really love to see more participation at the board member on things like this. And if for example, circumstances don't allow for it, I'd love to see a match from all board members, even if it's at a lower level. Thank you very much for that.
Put me good. Down, Rob.
Why don't you, yeah, for me as well, but why don't you send an email out to LSB at, and people that are interested then can respond to that email. That way everybody will get it.
Thank you.
So that's unfinished business. Item 15 is new business. Is there new business before this board? Hearing no new business and people getting tired, we'll move on to confirming the next LSB meeting date, which would be March 12th, 2025. We'll just note that. And with that, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
And seconded. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks everybody for your participation.
Yes.
Thanks everybody.
Everyone.